Ever wish you could like pull off incredible, totally unique coloring pages for your kids? But maybe, artistic talent isn't exactly your forte, or, time exists. That's where today's deep dive gets really interesting. We're going to be looking at how AI might just become your new best friend for personalized learning adventures, starting with something so simple, but so creatively powerful.
What is it?
Coloring pages.
Oh, wow.
Coloring pages.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right. So it's like we all remember those, right? Like the classic coloring books. But what if you could take that to like a whole new level? That's what we're talking about. That's what's so cool about this. So what's captivating is it takes something we think of as very hands-on, very traditional, and shows how AI can amplify it. It's not about replacing creativity. It's about giving people new tools to express it.
That's right.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit. The source material we're diving into today is a blog post from sylve.blog. It's called Unleash Your Kids' Creativity with AI-Generated Coloring Pages.
I see.
And, full disclosure, the author was in that exact same spot, wanting cool coloring pages for their kid, but hitting a wall. And that's where AI kind of enters the picture. And specifically, we're talking about tools like Midjourney. Have you had a chance to play around with Midjourney at all?
I have, yeah. It's pretty powerful stuff.
It's incredible, right? So for our listeners who maybe haven't gone down the Midjourney rabbit hole, just imagine, like you're typing in a description. It could be anything, like a majestic unicorn with a flowing mane galloping through a field of wildflowers, and boom, Midjourney, this powerful AI image generator, turns your words into a real life, well, not real life, a stunning coloring page.
I know, and it's incredible. Like how it can just create these images from your descriptions. It's mind-blowing.
It's like, previously you'd need serious artistic skill to create something like that, but this is like AI making it possible for anyone.
Yeah, and the level of detail is impressive too.
Isn't it amazing? It's not just like,
It's not just blobs, right? It can actually create really intricate things.
it's incredible. And the blog post gives some fantastic examples of how specific you can get with these prompts.
Like what?
Okay, so the author, they wanted like a big willow tree with a small round door for their kid, right? And they even specified things like simple lines or lots of space for coloring to make it perfect for their kiddo.
So they're really tailoring it to their needs.
Right. And this is like, it's like having a personal coloring book illustrator on demand.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right. Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
It's like, it's like taking that idea of like, those personalized books you can get. But now it's with any theme you can possibly imagine. It's amazing.
And that's where like the real magic, I think, of personalized learning comes in,
Absolutely.
because it's not just about the image itself.
It's true.
It's about tailoring it to a child's interests and needs.
Exactly.
Like let's say your child is super fascinated by dinosaurs.
Okay.
Instead of flipping through, generic coloring
The
books,
same old
you
Triceratops?
can generate a page featuring their absolute favorite.
Like a T-Rex wearing a birthday hat with their name on it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking
But
about.
like talk about making learning memorable.
Absolutely.
I love how the author actually included prompts for like working a child's name into the images.
Oh, really?
Isn't that cool?
That's a nice touch.
But okay, let's say you don't have access to Midjourney.
Sure.
What are some other options? Well, the good news is there are alternatives.
Right.
One that comes to mind is ChatGPT. A
Right.
lot of people are familiar with that. And its connection to DALL-E 3 for image generation.
Okay.
So Midjourney might be known for those kind of intricate,
Yeah.
almost hand-drawn looking results.
Okay.
DALL-E 3, I've noticed, it tends to create a bolder kind of imagery,
Interesting.
which can be really good for younger children who are just starting to explore coloring.
Oh, that makes sense.
Simpler lines, bolder colors.
Right. Like they even provide sample prompts, like
Like what?
create a coloring page featuring a smiling fish, a sea turtle, and simple ocean plants with lots of open water space. So cute.
And again, you're basically designing a whole underwater world just with those words.
Right. Isn't that cool?
That is really
It's
cool.
like, it's like,
And what I like about those prompts is how they showcase ChatGPT's versatility.
yeah.
It's not like it's limited to just a handful of themes.
Right.
You could use it for dinosaurs, magical castles,
Anything.
enchanted forests, whatever you want.
It's cool.
You name it can probably create a coloring page for it.
It really speaks to this bigger picture of what AI can do for learning. It's about tapping into a child's natural curiosity and providing them with tools to explore those interests in a tangible way.
I love that word tangible because it's like it's one thing to, read about a dinosaur in a book, but it's another thing entirely to actually color one in and to be able to create that image yourself based on your own imagination. It makes it so much more real and engaging.
Totally. It's like you're opening a door to just endless possibilities.
It really is.
And we're not just talking about coloring within the lines here.
No,
This gets to the heart of what makes personalized learning so powerful.
it does. And the blog post even touches on using ChatGPT for like interactive
Oh,
storytelling,
wow.
which I think is so cool.
Now that you mention it, this whole thing kind of reminds me of those language learning apps that adapt to your skill level. You
Totally.
might like breeze through some lessons and others. It's like, okay, got to slow down a little bit.
Right, adjust to how you're doing.
AI could provide that same kind of tailored learning experience to any subject.
Absolutely.
It's really cool to think about.
And that's what I find so thought-provoking about all of this, We started with something as simple and as joyful as a personalized coloring page, but it really opens up this much bigger conversation about how AI can completely reshape education.
It really makes you wonder what else could we personalize with AI?
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
What if math problems could feature a child's favorite animal or hobby?
Yeah.
Make it more relatable.
Or imagine if science experiments could be designed around a child's specific learning style.
Yes.
Like whether they're visual learners or they learn best by doing things hands-on.
It's amazing.
It really is.
AI could make that happen.
It's an exciting time to be exploring these possibilities. Yeah. That's for sure.
Well, as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
we'll leave you with this thought.
Okay.
How else can we use AI to color outside the lines of traditional learning?
That's a great question.
What sparks your imagination?
Yeah, what could we create?
It's a question worth pondering as we continue to explore the ever-evolving landscape of AI and its potential to create a brighter future for education.
Absolutely. I think that's a perfect note to end on.